1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
You know, we were just talking about Halloween costumes and naughty this and sexy that. Now, our football expert, naughty or sexy football playa. You like that? Santana Dodson. Good morning, Santana.
The naughtiest, sexiest guy you know. What's happening?
You got to work playa in there.
You got to work that playa in there.
Exactly. So stupid.
You guys are comparing. I'm scared to ask what you're going to be for Halloween. I'm scared to ask. Should I ask?
Well, Santana, this may come as disturbing news to you, but I have suspended all Halloween activities this year.
There'll be a guy who answers the door and hands out candy if the door rings. I'm not sure that it will.
Yeah. How are you handling?
I'm thinking I'm going to put a bucket of candy out on the stoop and with a note that says, if you're knocking, you're crazy, but take this candy for your baby.
How about putting this on the bucket? The playa who owns this house is busy.
Yeah.
Please take one piece of candy.
And keep moving. And you know they never take one piece of candy.
We they're gonna dive their hand in up to the wrist a couple of times.
Right. Exposing themselves to who knows what. What if you put this on the bucket too? This bucket is being monitored by electronic surveillance.
Maybe dive your hand in, pull out, and run.
Maybe.
What are you going to do? Come out and hose them down? Yell?
I don't know.
Call the police?
What chances are you willing to take for a candy bar?
I know, right?
Right. So, you know.
Put the dog's electric collar down at the bottom of the bucket. And every so often, if a kid grabs too much candy, press the button.
Look like you're taking too much.
Is that a thing?
I think I just made it a thing.
Yeah.
Some listeners like, let me see.
How would I do that?
Right. So he's out there going, I bet I could make that work by Saturday night.
Right.
Hey, our favorite football team came to your town this weekend.
They came to town.
And
I mean, it wasn't much of a game. I mean, as we expected, the Texans are having a lot of trouble this year. The only team that's worse in Texas than the Texans would have to be the Cowboys. So it's a rough year for football in Texas right now.
But Cowboys actually have another win, one more win than the Texans do.
Yeah, as hard as that is to believe.
As hard as that is to believe. But they are going south real fast. They went out to Washington, the Washington Football Club, I think they call them this year.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, it didn't even look like they got off the plane. They just looked embarrassingly bad against the Washington Football Club.
All right, before we talk about
the Packers. They just have no wind in their sails? I mean,
they scored 3 points yesterday.
It's a little bit of everything. They were an offensive team coming into this season, and we know McCarthy is an offensive coach who's a new head coach this year, but you lost Dak. And more importantly, and I don't want to say more importantly than Dak, three of their five offensive, all-pro offensive linemen are out. Two of those guys are out for the season. So you'd like to run Ezekiel Elliott, but you're not able to. And then Andy Dalton, he's the backup quarterback from Cincinnati. He got knocked in the head the second half, so he didn't even finish the game. He left with a concussion. Hopefully he'll be all right in a couple of weeks. But, you know, they're very young defensively and very injured offensively. And it is just a bad marriage right now. Like, they looked very lackluster, you don't like to hear after, what are we on, week six?
Week seven yesterday, right? We're coming up on the halfway point this coming week, roughly the halfway point. That 3 points that the Cowboys got, too, came with a minute 52 left in the first quarter. It was a 45-yard field goal. That's the best they could do yesterday, was a 45-yard field goal in the first quarter.
Yeah. It's rough. And, you know, Jerry Jones is the owner, so you never know what he's going to come out and do and say. So, you know, it's a COVID year with a whole bunch of injuries, but, and I'm hoping for the best for McCarthy to finish, because he's a good guy. I know he's not in Green Bay anymore, but he is a good guy. You want him to do well.
I just wonder why this team is so horrible under Mike McCarthy. What?
Yeah.
No, seriously, because I'm like you. I don't have any axe to grind with Mike McCarthy. He won our football team a Super Bowl. He just, you know, he just kind of lost the team after a while.
Yeah. And that's why a lot of times you find these coaches that want to make personnel decisions as well. And I don't think any of that is his call in Dallas. So, like I said, they lost so many defensive players in the offseason. Whose choice was it to replace those guys, and what did they replace them with? Because it is very obvious defensively they have no wind in their sails.
Yeah, they should almost have to buy a ticket to get in because their participation level is at a minimum.
At a minimum.
All right, let's talk about the other team there in Texas who played our team from Wisconsin yesterday. Man, they've got some problems.
Yeah, they've got some problems also. JJ and company, they don't look, you know, they understandably, you know, they traded away their best, arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL. They traded him away for a fifth-round pick. And the problem with the Texans is they fired their coach 3 weeks into the season, which honestly I feel like should have happened. You were leading the Kansas City Chiefs 24-0 on the road in the playoffs, and you ended up losing that game. I honestly think something should have happened after that game, but it didn't. So you fired your coach, and the coach, he's also traded away your draft pick coming after this season. So I say that to say, even if the Texans are 1-15 this year, they don't get a draft pick until the third round.
Oh.
So what looks like a bad situation could get even worse for the Texans.
Ouch.
The discussion here earlier was about J.J. Watt and how we would love to see him do better. Brian actually said, I feel sorry or I feel bad for J.J. Watt being in this situation because he's a good guy. He does the right stuff. He's been in, Defense Player of the Year how many times?
Two, three times.
But at some point, you wonder when the frustration level is, I want to go someplace and win a Super Bowl. What do you think?
Yeah, that is a good question. He's on year 10, so this day and time, that's not even a big number as far as being too old or, you know, above and beyond as far as how long he's going to play. He's been injured the last 3 out of 4 years. And I say that to say that I don't know if it would be a straight up trade if it were to happen, because his price tag is a little bit high at $15-16 million a year. That being said, he indicates that he doesn't want to go anywhere else and he wants to win as a Texan, but it does wear on you a little while. Now, that being said, they've been a playoff team. So, but, you know, at some point you want to go deep into the playoffs and have an effect on the Super Bowl. So, I mean, he's got a great quarterback, this being Watson's fourth year in the NFL, and he's growing. So, that being said, if you got a quarterback and you put some stuff around it, you should be in the playoff to Super Bowl conversation. But I do understand, like, he's getting a little long in the tooth, and, you know, it's one of those situations that if he goes somewhere, you do understand that he's trying to get a championship.
All right, you live in Houston. What are the chances the Texans would even consider trading J.J. Watt? What, I mean, because he's everywhere down there, right?
Yeah, I would say slim to none, and Slim just left town. I mean, I don't think they will, But that being said, you know, like we talked about a little bit earlier in the draft picks, you know, if you just said, because we don't have a GM right now, so if the GM came in and you just said, hey, we are rebuilding and I want some draft picks, you look at your roster and say, okay, who's of some value that I can get draft picks for? And it would have to be J.J. or maybe Larry Tunsil, who's our offensive lineman. We don't have a lot of draft capital if somebody came in and they wanted to try to get some draft picks in the early rounds. But so it could happen, but I think it's slim to none.
Well, you just pointed out that Bill O'Brien was head coach and general manager. I don't even know who I'd call in Houston to try and talk about, you know, conducting a little business with their football team. Because the phone would ring and ring and ring, right, in the GM's office.
Yeah, nobody would pick up. And I think Bill O'Brien, he fell into the perfect job because, you know, the AFC South is, which they, is that what they play in? Whatever, the division that they play in was without Peyton Manning. He had just moved on to Denver. So they won 4 out of 5 last year, but they hadn't had a lot in that division to speak of. So he fell into the perfect storm. In that scenario also, the owner, the old man, died 2 years ago and left the team to the son, who I don't think he really, you know, part of it is mourning. Another part is I don't think he was really heavily invested in the team. So he's trying to pick up the ball as it goes, you know, so to speak. And so he's trying to figure it out as well, you know, what ownership of the Texans looks like.
Well, it looks like a team that's won one game this year.
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah. Mm.
Let's talk about our team. As a fan and an ex-football player, how satisfied were you with the Packers' performance on Sunday on a scale of 1 to 10?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give them a 7. You could tell that they had a lot more plays catered to or aiming at Davante Adams. So they did make use of him being on the field. You know, we look explosive offensively. We look about the same defensively. I'm still waiting on, hoping for one of those standout performances defensively, and we just hadn't seen it yet. But I'll give them a 7 for yesterday, you know, to get the bad taste out of the prior week's performance. I think they did well yesterday against a team that they should have done well against.
Are you concerned that you'd never see turnovers? You know, not a lot of forced turnovers, interceptions or forced fumbles?
Yeah, the turnovers, the sacks, the control of the running game, you just don't see a lot of it. The gang tackling. You know, a lot of times when I'm watching on defense, it's everybody to the ball, the kind of rallying type of plays that ends up being turnovers in the big game if the ball comes out. You know, yeah. I just see a lot of that's your play, you go make it, high five. Instead of that's everybody's play, let's get over there and make the play.
Okay, because you ranked them a 7 and not a 10 on your satisfaction meter, how disturbed were you when we didn't recover an onside kick? When a successful onside kick, the percentage is like in the single digits, but yet we managed to not fall on the ball yesterday.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I actually hush you when it's time for an onside kick, because these kickers are doing so many different things. It may be the best play this year in a crazy year of 2020 on the football field, because we got spinners, we got kicks high up in the air. You just don't know. And I think the onside recovery team, you can see them shaking in their boots like, oh, what's he going to do? What's he going to do?
All right. Now, the other thing is, too, the Packers have beat up on the bad teams. They beat the Vikings. They beat the Lions. They beat the Falcons. They beat the Texans. Those are four bad football teams, right?
Yeah.
And then when they played a good football team, they were basically hung out to dry. Where should I go emotionally with that? Like, well, we're a good team. We beat the bad teams, and that's what good teams do, right? Otherwise, you're a bad team yourself if you can't beat the bad teams.
Yeah, the rule of law is to win whoever's on your schedule, beat whoever's on your schedule. So we have nothing to do with that. And like we talked about last week, I don't think Tampa is as good as we made them look last week. That being said, to answer your question, I still feel like we're top tier. If you look at the NFC or the NFL in the whole, I'd still say we were top third, top quarter of teams that should be vying for the playoffs and the Super Bowl at the end of the year. So I'd be disappointed if we weren't in that conversation 6, 8, 10 games from now.
It's snowing here now.
Getting a little snow, huh?
We're not getting a little snow. It's snowing.
Looking
here.
Out the window here. Yeah. It's snowing.
It's snowing.
Well, it was 70 here yesterday. I was on the Barbie with ribs and chicken for the game.
Oh, yeah. Next time a hurricane blows through, don't come crying to me.
Hey, last time we talked, you were going over to somebody's house. You were going over to somebody's house for the game, and you said you were going to bring stories and let them.
Yeah, I watched. Exactly. Good point. So they called and begged for me to turn on the barbecue pit. So I bought the ribs and chicken. I ended up being ribs and chicken, and they were in charge of the sides.
Oh. So they totally changed it on you.
Right. So you didn't get to just bring the stories to the party. You had to. You were the cook yesterday, the chef?
Exactly. And you know how he did it. He had his wife call me. Santana, you know, I haven't had your ribs in forever. You think maybe?
No.
Hey, baby.
All right.
Hey, baby, get on the phone and call Santana.
Let me get up, go to the store. All right.
Well, that was nice of you.
Yeah, I try. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good company. You guys should invite me over more often.
Invite you over? I'm waiting for the invite over to your house. You're in the warm weather.
Yeah, right. Come on up and have some snow.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Santana. Another Packer win. It's the Vikings next week.
That'll be a good one. It should be a good one.
Really? You think it'll be a good one? And what? They're 1-5 right now, the Vikings?
Yeah, but you know, it's a rivalry, so you throw those records out. Is Dalvin Cook playing?
I don't know. I don't
know. He's had a groin for 2 weeks. Yeah. Something tells me that he'll be trying to get out there on the field this week.
All right. We'll talk about that next week, Santana.
All right. Y'all have a good week.
All right. Peace. Talk to you later. Santana Dodson.